Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Islam, and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I was talking last program about the divine appointment God gave me as soon as I arrived to Orlando, Florida. You know, I requested from my driver, wonderful believer, Jesse, to take me to a mosque. And one thing led to another. We discovered that there is a big youth event, about 150 young people, men and women, gathered together in a room, and they were talking about helping refugees in Syria. I requested to address the audience. Told them I am an Egyptian Christian lawyer. And of course, I was praying. My wife was praying. Jesse was praying, and God opened the door. So I addressed the audience, and I told them, I am trying to build the bridges of understanding between Muslims and Americans. Many Americans think most Muslims believe in violence. But I tell Americans that I grew up with Muslims and they are peaceful people. They are warm and friendly. And even though we have different way of worshiping God, Christians worship God different than Muslims, but we have many common ground with Muslims. We both believe in one supreme being. God created heaven and earth and created us. We both try to fight abortion and homosexuality and the evil that exists in the world. And most of the Muslim people are not terrorists. With this introduction, I believe that God gave me favor in their eyes, and they were more open to what I have to say. And I told them, we as followers of Jesus Christ believe differently than Muslims. Muslims believe that they depend on their good works to enter heaven. But we believe what the Bible taught us. We have a sinful nature, and we can never please God and gain His favor and His forgiveness based on our works only. And we will never be able to make it to heaven based on our good works, because God knows that we are not perfect. And He sent Jesus to pay the penalty for everything wrong we did. And all He asked us to do is to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus' sacrifice and receive Him in our hearts as our Savior. And after that, God helps us, enables us, because of His presence within us, to do good works. But we do have common ground with Muslims because we both believe in doing good works. And I wrote a book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. You're welcome to get a copy of that book. And I had many copies with me. Sure enough, after I finished speaking, half of the crowd shook my hand, thanked me so much. And many of them took the book, and we established a bridge. And I consider what happened is a divine appointment. So I don't want you to worry so much how God will use your life. All you need to do, walk with God, be prepared, and God has a plan. God already is preparing you by having you listen to a program like that. And of course, I advise you to get my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Actually, you can pray that God will put more of those books in the hands of Muslims because it answered their questions. And then trust God to use you through divine appointments. I love Proverbs 16. God told us, in His heart, a man plans his course. Of course, we make plans. But the rest of the verse told us, even though we make our own plans, the Lord determines our step. in a different translation, direct our steps. Proverbs 37, the Lord directed the steps of the godly. I shared with you this experience because I want you to have a loving approach toward the Muslims like Apostle Paul had toward the Athenians. And remember, the Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the Athenians, he did not reject the word theos, which is the common Greek word for God, which is a word that the Athenians used. And of course, the Athenians did not worship the one and the only true God who created heaven and earth. By the way, the word theos written 1,343 times in the New Testament and are translated God refers to the Creator 1,320 times. The Greek translation of the Tanakh Old Testament, the Septuagint, adopted the Greek word for God, theos. So did the writers of the New Testament. So if I went to the Muslims in the mosque and I told them, Allah is a false God, God's name is not Allah, you think they will be open to listen to me communicating the gospel to them? You think they will come to the seminar I did? I am just sharing with you my experience. And by the way, I am not talking to you information I got from a book. I'm talking to you information and the experience that God gave me in the past 35 years, which resulted in winning so many Muslims to Christ. Let me read to you one testimony I received after a glad news book that God guided me to write went to Pennsylvania College. I received an email from Walter Johnson, a full-time minister there, who was trying to witness to his Turkish friend. And the email said, I am quoting, my Turkish friend Mehmet said that he could consider the Bible and read it after he read glad news. It showed him that he was allowed to read the Bible from the Quran as a Muslim. It opened his eyes. He said, I could not put the book down. I don't like reading English that much, but I read 200 pages in one day. I could have read more, but I looked up every Quranic reference. After a few months, he got baptized and is now sharing actively to other Muslims while he works on his PhD here in the USA. We were all so thrilled. Thank you for writing the book. My point is, give the Muslim the best help. Approach Muslims through building bridges, not through attack. And pray that God will use your life. And believe me, trust me, God is waiting for you to be prepared and to be equipped and to be ready to have the right approach and the right information and the right evangelistic tool to help your Muslim acquaintance or friend enjoy his love and salvation. Please join me in doing the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you did build the bridge with us. We are grateful to you, God, that when you approach us, you won us through your grace and your love. God, you came to us as a man. You were stripped naked. You were slapped. Jesus suffered. Jesus was mocked. Jesus was whipped, spit upon, slapped, scattered. You did that, God, so you could build the bridge with us, so you could communicate to us in the language that we could understand. And all you told us, I love you. I died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, because you did not only showed us that we are sinners needing of your forgiveness, but you overwhelmed us with your gentleness and with your meekness and with your humility and with your sacrifice and with your love. You won our hearts, God. You melted the harshness of our hearts and you broke the walls of our resistance because you really loved us and you gave yourself for us. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, help us. Help your church. Help our fellowship to build the bridges with Muslims, to find a common ground with them and use it as a stepping stone to the gospel. God, teach us. God, equip us. And we trust in you, God, that you will provide divine appointments to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
If you remember in Acts 17, we talked about Apostle Paul's approach to the Athenians. And one of the points I mentioned to you, that Paul did not reject the word the Athenians used for God, theos. Apostle Paul used the common Greek word for God, theos, which the Athenians used. Now, I done a little research, and theos is written 1,343 times in the New Testament, and are translated God 1,320 times, translated to mean the creator. Now, the only possible translation of the word theos to Arabic is Allah. The Greek translation of the Tanakh, Old Testament, you know, the Septuagint, adopted the Greek word for God, theos. This is a fact. Also, the writers of the New Testament use the word theos. The word Allah comes from the Arabic word ilah, I-L-A-H, ilah, which comes from the same Semitic root as the Hebrew Eloha or Elohim or El. It is similar to the word for God in other Semitic languages. For example, Aramaic Elah. It is very important for you, my Christian brothers and sisters, to know that the word Allah is not the name of the deity of Islam. It is simply the Arabic word for God, the Creator. To prove this point to you, for more than 500 years before Muhammad was born, Jews and Christians in Arabia called God Allah. As a matter of fact, in our present time, all Arab Christians all over the world and in the Middle East call God Allah. Why? Because the word Allah is written in my Arabic Bible. This is the Arabic word for God. Also, remember when the Christian gospel first came to Europe, Christian missionaries used the Germanic pagan word for a God. So our English word for God comes from the pagan Germanic Gott, G-O-T-T, which was used as a proper name for the chief Teutonic deity Odin. Now, should English speakers therefore discontinue addressing the Creator as God? Of course not. It is clear that the description of God in the Quran is inadequate and incorrect. Yes, this is a fact. However, since when does a people group inaccurate concept of God require us to change to a different word for God, or to accuse them of not recognizing and believing in the Creator? We cannot do that. Also remember that it is a fact that a person can believe in God as the only supreme being who created heaven and earth and created the universe, created him or her without having the correct knowledge about God's character, God's nature, and God's word. That is very possible. We know that even from the Bible, Romans 1, God revealed himself to man through creation. From the world around him, man know that there is a God who had the wisdom and power to plan and create. And certainly the Quran said God created everything and everybody. Man realized too that this creator is eternal. You can read that in Romans 1. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his eternal power and the divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing him. My Christian brothers and sisters, it is very important for us as Christians to realize that it is not the Arabic word for God, Allah, that needs to be changed, or we should fight to attack it or to change it. This is not really the right battle to enter into and to fight for that. It is the Muslim concept about God that we need to pray and we need to make efforts to try to help them change and correct. And believe me, God will use you and me to help so many Muslims discover who God really is. Who is this creator that they are trying to worship and please? Very important. I did notice from my humble study, and you can do your own study, while the name Yahweh appears throughout the Old Testament in the original Hebrew text, yes, it appears nowhere in the books of the New Testament, not even in the original Greek text. Also, Jesus never used this name in a New Covenant context. Of course, you know that there is a New Covenant. God is introduced in the New Testament as the Father of all true believers in Jesus, Jews and Gentiles alike, without any distinction being made between them. Yes, he has a good plan for the Jewish people. Of course, he loves them. He has a good plan for them, and he's working, and many of them will be saved. But also, God has good plans for hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, for all people all over the world. Because this is God's heart, and this is God's intentions, to save all people. Yes, he has a special plans for the Jews. Great. He also has a special plans for the Russians. And we saw that, especially after the fall of communist Russian Empire. And he has good plans for the Chinese. And we know that because a few decades ago, there was only about 1 million Christians in China. Now there are about 100 million Christians. So God is introduced in the New Testament as the Father of all true believers in Jesus. Remember, John 3:16 did not say, Yahweh God so loved the world. The Greek contains only the word theos. Again, the only possible translation of the word theos into Arabic is Allah. And we will complete our thoughts on this topic next program. Before we end this program, we need to surrender our lives to God. And we need to do the most important thing, ask for God's blessings. God, we ask you for blessings upon our efforts. God, we ask you to guide us where to go, what to do, to be used by you in the most powerful way possible. We ask you, God, to enlighten our mind and help us to see people as you see them, to have your perspective, to have the mind of Christ. God, today we ask you to help us grow in knowledge. God, correct our misunderstanding. God, help us to be the most effective in our approach to people that don't know you and to Muslims. God, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, give us love for all people, your love for all people and for Muslims. God, we trust in you. We put our faith in you. God, we choose to believe in you, that you will use our lives in a powerful way for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims, even far more than we can expect or imagine. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me, if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. Accept me. Forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book, because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.